Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease. Lease auctions are now underway. On Tuesday, October 6th, there'll be an auction in Woodward at the Woodward Event Center starting at 10 a.m., and that will have leases from Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, Ellis, and Dewey counties. Wednesday, October 7th, there'll be an auction in Enid at the Garfield County Fairgrounds Chisholm Trail Pavilion, and they'll be featuring leases from Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, and Canadian counties. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LAND.
Well, hopes a COVID-19 stimulus package can be completed before the November election are increasing, with President Donald Trump and many staffers in the White House testing positive for the virus over the last week. Trump has indicated support for a new stimulus package. Trump stated via Twitter over the weekend the nation wants and needs stimulus, directing lawmakers to work together and get it done. Meanwhile, speaking to CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated we are making progress. Asked if an agreement could come this week, Pelosi says, well, that just depends on if they understand what we have to do to crush the virus, referring to Republicans. The House passed another version of its HEROES Act last week. That was a $2.2 trillion coronavirus aid package. That legislation includes aid to ethanol plants, livestock producers who had to euthanize animals because of no slaughterhouse capacity, as well as a 15% increase in supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. Well, the CME Group today announced that open interest in soybean futures reached over 1 million contracts on October the 2nd, 2020. That's up from the previous record of just under 1 million that was set back during September 30th of 2020. Open interest represents the number of active positions the market participants are holding open without taking delivery or offsetting, a measure that typically increases during times of market uncertainty. The new open interest record indicates the value of our soybean contract among a wide spectrum of market participants facing price risks, said Tim Andreessen. He's the managing director of agricultural and alternative investment products at CME Group. He says customers are increasingly accessing the deep liquidity as well as capital and cost efficiencies offered by our suite of global agricultural products to manage their exposure in these markets. CME Group offers the widest range of global benchmark products across all major classes, helping businesses everywhere mitigate the complex risks they face in today's uncertain global economy. Well, the Trump administration has announced that the United States Department of Ag is going to invest $904,889 in grant funds to 8 entities to assist in rural business development and job creation in rural Oklahoma. This funding is important to our small businesses in rural Oklahoma. Through this program, businesses will now have access to training and technical assistance, business incubators, or new equipment. The investment's not only saving jobs, it's creating jobs in our rural Oklahoma communities, said Dr. Lee Denny, USDA Rural Development Oklahoma State Director. The 10 projects that are being funded through rural business development grants include the Peoria Tribes of Indians in Oklahoma, the City of Comanche, the Duncan Area Economic Development, Rural Enterprises Incorporated, Southwest Intermediary Finance Team, Enid Regional Development Alliance, the Modoc Tribe of Oklahoma, and the Cherokee Nation. USDA Rural Development provides loans and grants to help expand economic opportunities and to create jobs in rural areas. You've got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 8th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock on Dish Network, satellite channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 19,300 head will be on offer. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And you can call for more information, 800-422-2117.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.